Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Got him on the list again. Did him f***ing go black hoodies and them Timbs again. If the homie miss you once, he ain't going miss again. All yellow diamonds on the link like Michigan. All money hit the club, all buying Chris again. Playing like the Bulls, pay the fool like rich enough. Broke got rich, got poor got rich again. Had we the hottest, stuck in the blue Impala. Nah, we're no Prada, links you see no collar. Took coke pennies and I turned him to a dollar. So Frank, I was loyal, he called me Montana.
Had my shoes. I'm about my click, I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No, hatin' ass, if you gon' take my shit. No, hatin' ass, if you gon' take my shit.
I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No, hatin' ass, gon' take my shit. No, hatin' ass,
gon'
take my
shit.
Yo, R-E-M-Y, stay fresh, spin fly. Fully automatic, all these other bitches semi. Y'all pop like soda, why pop like gelati? The fake truth, when the f*** y'all gon' realize I'm the uno, single, one and only. You the same old thing, a cop and clone. You boots, Verizon, Prince, T-Mobile, phony. You're not my friend, my kin, my bitch, my homie. No, I don't know you, I don't owe you shit. Like 2000 in the mall, bitch, I blow you quick. See, actually, I practically raised I got a wallet in my pocket with your baby pictures.
I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No, hatin' ass, if you gon' take my shit. Nah, hatin' ass, if you gon' take my shit.
I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No, hatin' ass, gon' take my shit. No, hatin' ass, gon' take my shit.
Soon as I step out my whip, you start asking questions about my fit. If it ain't about no paper, not about shit. Welcome home, Remy Ma, had to shout my welcome. Never catch me in the trap house without my brick. Never catch me in a gunfight without my stick. Did a couple of your dogs killed like Mike Vick. Five heartbeats, yeah, the nights like this. Keep some bad honeys around, types I twist. Throw some extra money around for nights I miss. Might blow a little sour, but I lights my piss. You a hater, have a party and invite my
I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No, hatin' ass, if you gon' take my shit. No, hatin' ass, if you gon' take my shit.
I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No, hatin' ass, gon' take my shit. No, hatin' ass, gon' take my shit.
New Jersey, 934 New Brunswick, New Jersey, 634, again, out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, what up, everybody? It's Relationship Wednesday. We're delayed, but we're here. Nevertheless, what up? Hey, tonight, this in-studio session is being brought to you by InTouch News. Hey, power couples ball jumping off Saturday, September the 6th. Grand Hyatt Tampa You don't want to miss it. Tickets are still available. You can contact Tampa Bay Tammy at 813-842-3212. Area code 813. Contact Tampa Bay Tammy if you're looking for a ticket to the Power Couples Ball, which is right in sync with tonight's topic. We are talking about the five most common things couples fight about and how it should be handled. Before we go any further, again, coming to you live out of Tampa tonight, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. All the way live from Plant City, give it up, Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
I'm here. What's up, everybody?
What it do?
Yep. Happy Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday. Anxious to hear what these five top things are that couples argue about. So I can make
We're going to talk about it. We're going to almost debate about it almost. On the wheels of steel. He rocking us into this funky joint.
Yes.
Big James out of the DMV. What up?
Yeah. What's good, man? Welcome home, Remy Ma.
Yeah.
Again.
Whose joint is that? Is that French Montana's joint?
That was French. That was French's joint. Swiss did the beat, as you could tell. Swiss did the beat. But it's French, you know, Remy and Jay. But I think that's French's joint, though. It's called Megadeth.
Yeah, I need you to send me that. That needs to be a part of my workout rotation.
That joint is hard.
Yeah.
You already know that. Oh, that's I hear that song. I got to hit the pull-up ball. I got to start my workout that way. Hit the pull-up ball with that joint.
917-893-9263. 917-893-9268. This is going to be an interesting one tonight. I'm not currently in a relationship, and as we had a few moments of downtime, and I'm always getting these little pings, these notifications, these push notifications that really disturb you. I just don't be having a chance to say no. So I hit yeah before I could think about. So, hey, listen, before the end of this show, I think I'm going to sign up for one of these online joints. I'm going to keep it right there for right now. Hey, we're talking about the five most common things couples fight about and how we're going to manage it. But I'm logging on to a site to see if I can, you know, meet a quality. I'm going to put this thing to the test, see if I can meet a quality.
Now, be selective about which site you choose. I mean, all of them are probably going to give you the same.
Okay, so you ping me. You ping me right now throughout the show. I'm going to try some stuff out by recommendation since I got an expert with us tonight.
Hold on now. I didn't say I was no expert. I was ready to give you, you know, some advice that a friend, you know, is currently going through. It's not me. I'm in a relationship myself.
I love advice from friends, though. I love that advice from
friends. Yes.
No doubt. Hey, it's Relationship Wednesday. So, listen, I'm trying to get focused because I ain't trying to be single all my damn life. You feel me? So tonight we're going to talk about how do you tackle common argument triggers minus the stress. Because you will always have conflicts as a part of relationships. When you merge as individuals, you clash, you know, things happen as you attempt to come together as one. But the key is how do you handle those relationship issues. Five common things couples fight about and how you handle them. That's our topic tonight. We want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, James Hot Chocolate TM. We'll be right back. TM Hot Radio Live. It's 939.
Baby, last time calling me baby. Last time calling me crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Baby, that's not calling me baby. That's not calling me crazy. When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes share what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Believe them, believe them, cause they don't wanna see us together. And you already know you're too fly. But baby, don't get your hair caught in the propellers. I be tryna tell her these hoes jealous. You know they never like it when you never say never. Long hair, red bone, but I put up with hairless. quoi. I French kiss it like we in Paris. I be screaming out, ain't no woman like the one I got. But she be always worrying about the one I got. She says it's gonna be me, myself, and I. Damn, that'll make me a one-up, one-up. I was so mad. Damn, you used to ride it like a moped. But players fucked up, my bad. And just to keep him crying, I laughed. When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes share what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start.
Dad.
You should beware, beware, beware.
Brooklyn.
Love a woman with a broken heart.
Let me talk to these nerds. How could I be so stupid? Nah, how could you be so stupid? These hoes like your money. I loved you when I proved it. She was like a movie, not the one Tom Cruise in. You kept playing me the bad thing, you looped it. Over and over, the shit was the worst. Was the breakup worth me finding lipstick on your shirt? With them condoms in your wallet and your dick in a skirt? Who you gon' come home to? This shit gonna hurt. I'ma go back to her own name drop. But you don't care, you moving on, but with a game stop. You saying that you good, but I think not. You been shot, me and you in the same spot. I gave you all the jazz, that ain't enough, huh? And I know you said you're bad, cause players hook up. Think you gambled with my love, but players, what's up?
When you said Chomp? It was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes share what we had right apart? Ooh, I'm so mad. I could've seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart. Okay, ski, smoke, sleep, call, miss, text, whoa, spoke, lie, feel, Lisa, ill, time, kill, month, still. I got somebody, baby mama, calling me daddy. I drank too much, please call me a cabbie. Penthouse after party, party, want the addy. Take a ride with us, calling the caddy. Third row, that's when you call, I hit cancel. Really, I hit answer, fuck, I hate when that happens. Phone in my pocket for the whole night. And you heard her dream until my phone died. Then she text me like, why you still talk to my mama? How the fuck you run around with condoms? Why you made me get this tattoo? Man, fuck this tattoo. You the reason I wasn't single in college. What, all because I had you? I don't even have you. How I'm supposed to get past you? Then she called the next guy, spilling some real shit. Now they problems that he gotta deal with.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes share what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could've seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, 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 yeah, of a woman with a broken heart.
Radio 9:43 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City, where it is a beautiful 79 degrees. We are that crew, that team, that network. Join myself, Hot Chocolate, T.M. Hyman, Save James, and the topic tonight on this Hump Day Relationship Wednesday is the top five reasons that couples argue or that there are issues, you know, in relationships. And I'm going to start off with, oh, and before I do, let me just tell you, if you want to promote your business or product or an event that you're having in your community, shoot us an email at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Again, that's tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. And someone will get back to you with the details of your date to appear on the show to promote your business or product or event. But yeah, once again, number five, let me just start off with extended family. In certain situations, depending on how close your families are, extended family, for example, in-laws could be a big factor on, you know, there being tension or problematic issues within your relationship, we'll say.
Even previous children that you're bringing into a relationship, you know, other family members like cousins. Yo, some of us are closer to our cousins than we are to our brothers and sisters, right? You know, as well as we got best friends. We got some friends that's closer than
girlfriends.
You know, members. And so, you know, that friction can occur. I absolutely agree. You know, personality-wise, personalities start to clash because it seems like the balance, you know, really isn't being met. So what do you do? Now, I'm going to actually yield to the senator from Maryland because, you know, he's been in a relationship for quite some time, steady, comfortable, consistent, successful.
Yes.
Has extended family ever been an issue for you, Senator James?
Okay, I'm trying to see how I can answer this diplomatically. Without
don't be diplomatic. Don't try to protect your platform. Don't try to protect your platform.
I have to keep in mind the brand that I have.
Consult your publicist.
There you go. I need an adult in the room right now for this
one. Please.
It can become an issue. It definitely can. I'll put it to you like this. There's different value systems that run between, you know, that run warm in the blood of each family. And one certain set of value systems may not be the same or may not equivalent as heavy as others, as it would to others.
What was that word again, sir?
Equivalent. You know, just makes it, it wouldn't balance out. It's not going to be the same weight.
Equivalent.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that people understood the word and was clear.
Dee Dee, if you're listening. Sorry, Dee Dee, if you're listening. I didn't mean to use that, you know, it's part of me. But, that can cause a problem because if your values don't honor the same code that they live by, then that's reason for discussion, and it could turn into a heated debate. Other parties may want to chime in on via your extended family, and then it could turn into something that necessarily doesn't have to go there, but it might have went there inadvertently, you know. And like I said, I've had a situation similar, very, very close to home with that, you know, but I think really can't divulge certain information like that, you know,
You don't have to, sir. We wouldn't want to
happy household
or create any problems, you know. We certainly understand. Hey, listen, I think you touched on something important when you said the differences in codes. I'll translate that, you know, to ultimately to a difference in values, a difference in traditions. And sometimes I think there's even, I mean, not even sometimes, clearly there are cultural differences even when, you know, I mean, we like combine cultures, you know, when we combine ethnicities. And so the question that I'm going to ask, what are some of the common things that you absolutely have regretted saying? And I don't want to dance in dangerous waters and say even think outside of your marriage, but even when you think about some cultural differences, communication-wise, I think communication differences, when you think about code, is major, because what might be important to me might not be important to you, just because there's code differences, not because we see it any differently. It's just a code difference. I mean, does that make sense? Am I babbling right now, or does that make sense?
No, it makes sense.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Perfect sense.
Can you think of an instance specifically is the question?
Me personally? Or you asking that to either one of us?
Right, either one of you.
Okay, I said a mouthful already, Gina. You answer this one.
I can't think of a specific instance like that in a relationship that I've been in because I haven't been in very many multicultural relationships. We'll say when I was, we'll say younger in high school, maybe, you know, kind of run into those situations where, you know, he's the quarterback of the football team. His mother doesn't feel like I'm good enough for him. So, you know, she doesn't want you dating darky.
Oh,
that
snap.
Type of thing. So, I mean, well, really, she said it to me straight up. Well, not necessarily to me, but an earshot of where I was, knowing that I would be able to hear what she was saying. So,
what are those indirect insults? You know what I'm saying?
Basically, yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, two things that I know for a fact that were like ahas for me. One, it was just, I think, I'm not even going to say overgeneralizing. To some, it may be overgeneralizing, but I'll just say generalizing. That you always, ..
Mm-hmm.
That you always, I figured out over time that was offensive. You always, even if it was just like two times, is you always, ..
Right. Or even when it's supposedly said in the context of trying to help you, like, well, you always so-and-so, or you tell me that you want me to help you with things that, you know, will change these 10th times, or, you know, will make us argue less, or, you know, things maybe I don't want you to do, or that I would like for you to do less. And then when I bring them up to you, starting explanation or that situation with you always just kind of drives the point harder but in a different direction, not in a helping manner, kind of like in the scratching the chalkboard manner.
Damn right.
Yeah. Or, I mean, if you really want to be flipping, you really don't care, right? It's like, you're so fill in the blank.
Or why do you...
I'm... Yeah, I'm a victim of that, always using that you always preface to my comments sometimes. I used to be. I got better with it. I changed it from you always or to what I use now. You know, sometimes I've noticed that, then I go off from there. It's, you know, it softens the blow a little bit. You know what I mean?
I see what you did there.
You know what I mean? You got to kind of lead into that with a little bit more tact. Because, like you said, you always takes you from one point to the next without any kind of buffering. You know what I mean? So when you try to be a little more easy with the tone and, you know, with the approach, say, you know, sometimes I notice that when this happens, this reaction ensues. You know, then it's like, well, maybe I do, or they may want a specific example. And as long as you have, and that's the other thing with women. Oh, my gosh. Y'all want specific examples. We don't remember the last time we wiped our ass, and you want us to have specific examples of the situation to when what we're bringing up. But we know, trust us, we know it happened.
We need to know when it happened. You can't just give us a general time. No, generalization of an it. No.
Stop it. You women, y'all are all in the same boat with this thing, man. We do not remember the exact. When
you do remember,
outside,
and generalization of something that aggravates,
Number five, it's extended family. If you know your extended family, they be arguing just like this, and you sit in the middle, and you be like, why y'all in my house? Go home. Get out right now.
Generalization of your problem does not make it better for us.
Number
four, you can tell me what it is, I can't fix it.
Number four coming up right after this. Hey, we'll be back. 9:54.
I can't fix it if you don't tell me what it is.
Send it family.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Cody, I'll be back around June. Cody, I'll be back around June. Better yet, I change my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's a cold in the winter. Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, it's a cold in the winter.
You gon' be at La Marina all summer, so you gon' hear this remix all summer. F***ing Winning Crush Wednesday. I just f***ing Winning Crush Wednesday. Wasn't even Wednesday, it was Wednesday. He like, why you ride with him? She like, we just friends, babe. before anyone else, please. You ain't got no man, on your pic selfies. I be taking wealthy, ballin' in my pictures. You be fighting over, scrawling all the frontin' money, coulda got behind it for free. I got this pretty one in Cali, Tatiana Ali. I got a New York Dominican, plastic cup body. Mommy thinks he Holly, call her tatted up Dottie. Got a crew in Miami, I call her Dot Angel. Even if he wipes you, he cannot change you. B.O.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Told me I'll be back around June. Told me I'll be back around June. Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's a cold in the winter. Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm cold in the winter.
I move right, I'm stepping with the German on me. So much beef, I got the party with the burner on me. My chain chunky, my wrist all chunky, my pockets all chunky, chunky. Bum me, huh? Quick cup, you love it, she wants the limelight. She bout to get you in, she boy, get your mind right. Sparkle after sparkle when the bottles come. She got a nice city, glad you bought her some. Starts in the bartender, they be imperfections. Turned up for lust, heard it with Gus. In Sin City, I'll f*** on them hoes pretty. Substitute pity, I'm filling in for Biggie. Now watch a model chick, turn to a bottle chick. You hit the lotto, swimming around my grotto pit. Don't call it Tyson Crib, this is my state. And that's so money, I'm getting taped.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Told you, I'll be back around June. Told you, I'll be back around June. Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's so cold in the winter. Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm so cold in the winter.
Bottom line is you're probably stressed out or need to balance your diet or get some sleep.
or go see the doctor. You know, I mean, we live in a very technological age. Trust me, something can fix it. But sex, touch, and affection, who's the witness? I think I heard a couple of witnesses.
Communication can fix it. That's
communication?
An issue. Yes, I think that's an issue in a lot of relationships where, you know, one partner or the other, if not satisfied, is afraid or feels some sort of way about relating that. Yes,
are you
embarrassed.
Shy? Are you shy or embarrassed?
And you shouldn't be. I mean, they've already seen you naked, so what are you afraid of? So it's like, you know.
So why don't more people talk about it?
That's a good question. Maybe they don't know how to verbalize it without hurting the ego of one partner or the other.
Oh, well, you're definitely going to crush the ego, especially
but
if it's not about crushing the ego.
Not when, I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, male size or anything like that. I'm talking about, you know, with respect to how you touch your partner or what you do to please your partner. If you can't tell your partner what you like, then your communication skills are lacking already.
Didi from VA, have you ever had a problem communicating that you weren't satisfied?
I think we all have at some point because you don't really know how to communicate to that other person that they're not satisfying you without offending them. And that just comes to being able to know who you're with first and foremost, or being able to communicate effectively. But yes, I think I have. And you know, you don't. And then on top of that, you may have a thing like these fantasies in your mind, and you're not sure if you put them out there in the air, if that person's going to go along with it, or
right,
gonna
or how they'll
you.
Even perceive you after that.
Exactly. So you're hesitant. You reserve yourself, and then you get to a place where you're not satisfied because inside you want to do all these things, but you're not sure how this other person is going to handle all that. Why? Because you didn't ask the necessary questions before you married said individual or whatever the case may be, before you got in that committed relationship. So there you go. Now you're in a rut because you want to pee on somebody and you don't think he's going to like it. I'm just saying.
Oh, snap. Oh.
I'm sorry, that was a little extreme. But you should be able to share that with that person that you're spending your life with. Like, okay, look, for real, I have these fantasies. Now, I'm going to tell you about them, but don't judge me. But if you don't want to try it, I understand. But at least let me feel comfortable enough to share it with you.
Right.
And I think that's very important to establish how much affection or how much sex you want up front. It's important because it may be that I want something at the opposite end of the spectrum compared to what you want, specifically if we're trying to do it right and we're holding off. And all we can really rely on is our communication during that courting period, ideally, right? You got to be up front. And even if, you know, you realize that somebody is way, way in left field compared to where you thought they were, at least you got it up front and honest.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I mean, one thing that I also see that's an issue is, you know, sometimes up front during that courting period, it's okay that we're affectionate. I show you, I'm going out of my way to show you some affection. But once that courting period is over and we're kind of like together, the real me comes out and I'm really not that affectionate at all.
Yeah,
right.
Or you hear that verbally just blatant, like, well, you know, we're together now. Why do I got to keep doing that? Because that's how you got me and that's how you keep me.
And so the communication, you stated it earlier, the communication piece is key. You got to be able to be up front. And again, you know, as we get older, our libido fluctuates. It's natural. So there's nothing wrong with you. You know, you just got to think different as you get older. Don't be shy, embarrassed, or don't think that your partner just, you know, should know. They don't know. You know, it's not your partner. It's the fact that, you know, you 43 now, still bopping around like you 28. Mm-hmm. Go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. It's 10:04. We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. We got health and wellness coming live out of V8, St. James Hot Chocolate PM. Didi, we'll be back. Boston, where you at?
Ow.
This one's supposed to be your
routine. Yeah. Spider-Man and freezing full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Jill?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah. Yo.
Situation is serious. Let's kill it cause we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm. Celebrate.
It's all so
beautiful.
Relationships they seem from the start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all so
relationship and how you can handle that with as less stress as possible. 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. Hey, chime in. But first, all the way live from V8,
CA with our health and wellness segment is Dee Dee Willingham.
All right, all right, all right. I love that intro. It sounds so official.
Uh-huh.
And official, I am not. However, I am the health and wellness expert and excited to be bringing you our health and wellness segment for this Wednesday. Tonight we're going to talk about 7 stupid health mistakes. Just want to give some everybody that's listening and on the internet that may be reading later or listening to the podcast later, just some information to know as far as your health is concerned. We're getting older, and I'm pretty sure you've heard, pay attention to your body, pay attention to your health. It's so very, very important. And then if one of the areas you're lacking expertise in is maintaining proper health, or you're just ignoring what you know to be true, because I'm pretty sure you know your body and you just don't want to pay attention to what it's doing, pay attention, people. It's time to wise up. As you get older, when you know better, you do better. So I'm going to give you 7 stupid health mistakes that people make. 1, skipping breakfast. First of all, it's too easy to make breakfast, and it's too beneficial to pass up. You have to eat. Your body goes through a resting phase, which puts it in a starvation mode, and your metabolism slows down. When you get up in the morning, eat. Everybody tell you, all the doctors tell you, never skip breakfast. 2, sabotaging your skin for a little color. And this is for those people who like to tan. Okay, we can skip the sun tanning because, you know, standing in the sun, even though it is a source of vitamin D, but we do have supplements for that, overexposure will cause cancer, and that's what we don't want. 3, smoking. Come on, I mean, that's just common sense. It's a no-brainer. Consequences of smoking lead to lung, throat cancer, premature wrinkles. Men risk the chance of becoming impotent, complications with pregnancy for women. And then repetitive puckering up of the lips around cigarettes causes wrinkles, and that is for colored and no colors, people of color or people with no color. So it deprives your body of the necessary nutrients in which it needs. And for women who have saggy skin and, you know, they smoke, it dehydrates it and kills elasticity in the skin. So that's why the skin sags, especially if you're a smoker. Your skin will begin to sag as you get older. Skipping the weight is 4. Okay, I know women think, oh, I don't want to get bulky. You're not going to get bulky, women, because we don't have the testosterone in order to make that happen, and we're definitely not going to spend the time in the gym that men do. However, it is extremely important to pump iron, men and women. So studies show that weight training in the morning boosts the metabolism for the rest of the day. So if you want to burn calories without actually doing work, go to the gym in the morning. 5, avoiding the dreaded doctor. Let me just say this. Having a checkup can mean detecting the problem and treating it as far as preventing any further issues and avoiding any further complications. Women, visit your gynecologist yearly for your pap smear and your breast exam. And if you're over 40, go get your mammogram. Men, you should have your testicles examined for irregularities, and you should be checked for colon cancer on a regular basis. And everybody, please go see your dentist and your general practitioner for a physical every year. These things can save your life. You can always prevent things. If you just go to the doctor, don't be scared. It'll be okay. And if you need to take a buddy with you, take a friend. You know, it's all good.
Buddy system.
Not getting enough sleep. Okay, we already know that. Your body needs rest. It needs to, like I said, it goes into a resting state. That's when it repairs everything that you've done to it during that day. Get some sleep, people. If you don't, you act stupid during the day, you get attitudinal. I don't think that's a real word, but you get attitudinal. You're not as alert. You get weight gain. You're depressed. You incur heart disease. Go to sleep, everybody. 7, stupid health mistake we make, we drink our calories. Oh, we're in a rush. Let's go get a latte from Starbucks, a smoothie from tropical smoothie, something like that, or we drink a lot of alcohol. Needless to say, we're drinking our calories, not realizing, oh, we're eating healthy, some chicken and some fish and some vegetables, but we're drinking the wrong stuff. So are we benefiting ourselves? No. So just pay attention to the fact that you may be drinking more calories than what you're eating and to cut back a little. However, it has been my pleasure to bring you the 7 stupid health mistakes for this Hump Day Wednesday's Health and Wellness Report. Please join me next Wednesday. I will be bringing you the 6 hazards of sex.
Interesting. All the way live from VA, it is DC bringing us health and wellness. Hey, we got number three, most common things tough to fight about. We'll be right back. TMI Radio Live. 10:15.
Que me caló tu timón de la tela pa' meter la que el van a tu la pecha.
We be all night.
Woo. You will never need another lover. Woo. Cause you a milf and I'm a mother. Told you get a drama thumb, now the drama coming. I'm pour up a pump, pumping all on your stomach, yeah. Tonight I see some super freaky that could go from being a stripper to a super CEO. I don't know the way you do it, but you do it to me though. And you always tell your girlfriends you need you a TV show. Now you got your own money, you don't need nobody else. Before I'm telling all that ass, I think you gon' need some help. Let me remind you, you got a great future behind you. You gotta tell me what we tryin' to do. Ain't no pastor, don't do missionary. I know good boy when I see it, I'm a visionary. I know them haters talking, always had us very wary. Yeah, on the 35th of February. Yeah, you love the way I'm turned. After all the money you earned, still show daddy what you learned. That cowgirl, you reverse that cowgirl. You reverse, and I impregnated your mouth, girl. Ooh. When I knew you could be my spouse, girl. We fucking all over the house, girl. We just messed up a brand new couch, girl. You ain't on Skype, then you on Skype. I'll put you on that bike, you bound, girl. We too wild, won't turn down. We drunk in love, fuck them.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it on me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off this, baby? I want you, na-na. Can I keep my fingers off you, baby? I want you, nah, nah. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby. I want you, nah, nah. Your eyes off my baby daddy, I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you.
We woke up in a kitchen saying, 10:17 p.m. here on TM Hyman Radio Live. Beyonce, a.k.a. Jay-Z's baby mama, Blue Ivy's mama. I still think of that
the 21st century Emily Bullock.
Whatever. I still think of that as the baby sheep song for some reason. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yo,
Wednesday night here.
Yo. I love that clip when I see that, yo.
That is hilarious how chicks really think they sound
it,
in
I
love
laugh.
When they singing that. Man, yes, a mess.
I laugh.
Wednesday
every
night here, hump day Wednesday here around the studio. T.M. Hyman, save James on the wheels of steel. That was hearing it via tongue twister. I don't know what I was going to say.
That's what they say.
Save Wayne.
Save Wayne.
That's how that was going to come out. Wait, topic tonight. Top five reasons that couples argue, and suggestions and feedback on how to get over that. And we've got number three, I think we're at. Is that right? Number three is going to be that almighty power struggle. Who wears the pants in the relationship? Who's holding the purse strings in the relationship? Who is making the major decisions in the relationship? Is that going to be an issue? Are you going to be able to split those duties? Are you going to discuss them half and half all the way? I mean, how does that work? Say,
sure.
You're our married expert, so you tell us how you think to work that out.
Well, I mean, I'll be the first to say that there is absolutely no power struggle between the wife and I. We confer on everything. And
such a
especially when there's major decisions that need to be decided upon, as far as like the welfare of the household and the welfare of each other, and how our relationships, how our decisions can affect each other's you know, livelihood or relationship, whatever, with, you know, outside of ourselves. We talk about everything. We have open lines of communication. And, I will be the first to say that I am extremely pleased with how we decide on things. I have never been a part of a decision that was made behind my back that I had to find out about. Like, when the hell did you open this account?
Where did you find her?
Much money? Yeah. Huh? Oh, brother. Hey, man. It's diamond in the rough, my dude. Diamond in the rough.
That finding that on the male side is very rare, too. So applause to you, Dave James.
Thank you.
That is true.
It is.
Thank you, Gina.
You would want that equally across the board. You don't want just someone who's going to say, whatever you want, honey, whatever you want to do, you know, it's whatever you like. And then when you, you know, make the suggestion or you make the move, they have something to say about it. So why tell me just
because
to do
I'm,
what
I'm
I want?
I'm going to tell you this because this is how it is. I think that we know each other enough to where we know where our strengths are in decision making and as far as what, who would take the lead in making the decision for the case sensitivity of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? If it had to do with something that had to do with, you know, I don't know, food or something like that or something healthy related, you know, I'm going to lean to her understanding. If it had to do with something as far as, like, you know, not to say she doesn't know a lot about cars, but if, you know, any kind of case specificity when it comes to cars or just, you know, any kind of mechanical
work. Yeah, but
it's
that attention to detail that
right.
matters, that a lot of times
right,
we
saying.
Don't necessarily have. We're not proactive with that attention to detail, and we're not really that sensitive to feelings. That's two things that you said that makes a difference. And I know in relationships, I mean, you absolutely got to care about the other one's feeling because there has to be an equal voice. Everything that you
right.
just said from top to bottom sounded like balance to me, sounded like there was an equal voice across the board. In most circumstances, there's no equal voice. There's no equal decision-making power, decision-making ability. A lot of, unfortunately, and I don't know, because today it's a little different. We live in a different day. So that go-with-the-flow mentality exists on the male side, just as well as on the female side. I'm just going to go with the flow. But at some point, people wake up, you know, like flipped out, they done murdered somebody. What happened? Well, you went with the flow until you got fed up and erupted, and, you know.
Right.
So it's that balance that you're talking about, James, that makes a difference.
And don't get it twisted, though. There will be some decision that will be made between the two of you guys that one isn't on board with all the way, but being that they are who you are to you and you trust them, you're going to give them the benefit of the doubt and just tell them. Because, you know, there's been some times where I told her, like, look, I don't agree with your decision, but I'm going to support you in it. And there's been some times where she had to tell me the same thing. I don't agree with what you're going to do, but I hold you down. Same, you know what I mean? So it's a seesaw with it. It's like you said, the keyword I was about to use was balance. Because, you know, if you ended up, you know, trying to play tough all the time, like, you know, like my
mom
shut up! You want some
cap up in your ass.
You know, you come out like that, you're not going to get far. So I'm just taking an example.
Right. Right. I mean, but the bottom line, the key is knowing your partner's personality. You got to be aware of your partner's personality. And because if one person is take charge and the other one's a little more laid back, that might work because opposites attract to a certain degree. But I think the key is being able to sit down and make rational decisions together and talk through what's going on, just like you just said. Whether I agree or not, you know, I'm down for you. I love you. We together. We committed. We won. And we about to go kick the door in together, even though I can't believe you got me doing this, and I'm supposed to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Word.
And so that's what it comes down to. It's 10:24. Number two, swiftly moving into the second most common thing that couples actually argue about and what you can do to manage it better and reduce the stress, division in domestic responsibilities.
Oh, division, I'm surprised. That's not number one.
Domestic responsibilities. I mean, when one partner feels
that's
that
big.
The load is not shared, you know, I mean,
that's
first
big.
Of all, You know, no one likes when something is deliberately unfair. Now I resent
That's
you.
Big.
I want to burn your clothes up, you know.
And your food.
Into something explosive, you know, but really it leads to conflict that comes down to a lack of appreciation that the person has
Absolutely.
For the contribution of the other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the sense of fairness is important in a relationship. I mean, it's got to be fair.
And might I add a sidebar real quick before you continue? Fellas, if you're listening, that word resentment coming from a female is death to a relationship.
Ratchet.
Sure.
Ratchet behavior.
It
breeds ratchet
is
behavior.
Death. It is death. And I mean, it's a slow, painful death. It's nothing quick. Because she loves you enough to still stick around your stinking ass, but when you keep doing that same foolishness, that same buffoonery, the resentment builds and it becomes a wall that grows higher and stronger that is going to be insurmountable in a short period of time. So that is the word you want to eliminate from the vocabulary, from the mental process of a woman that you claim you love is resentment.
Hey, it's serious. I mean, resentment is serious. Go ahead, Ms. Senator from Virginia.
Now I'm going to piggyback on what Sage said basically and just say, he said, you know, to the men, but to the ladies, let me say this. Through trial and tribulation, I am talking from sheer experience. You know going in before you make that final commitment. You have the signs. You know what you're working with. When you get into that relationship, that committed relationship, that, say you're taking that, you married, say it's just a marriage, you already know what you have. So if you know that man, as far as the division between the domestic things in the house, if you already know going in, women, you're wrong for being resentful. You're wrong for showing your tail. This is something that should be discussed and talked about before, prior to going in. But you get the signs. So when you sign on for something, don't complain about it later. Because for what? Because you knew going in. You can't say, well, I hope he changed. And it's vice versa for men as well. But I'm talking about that resentment word. Yes, you're right, say that's a terrible thing. But if a woman knows going into that what she's dealing with, then she's wrong for being resentful.
Hey, Senator.
I give you credit for that.
For those who are not from Chesapeake, Virginia, can you please tell them what showing your tail means?
Going off, cursing, fighting, hands on, however you want to do, to whatever extreme you take.
Showing
it
your ass. It's showing
you.
Just,
no doubt.
You know, you don't get the screaming, hollering. You don't have sex. You whatever you do to show your tail or to show off or whatever, you know, whatever you do. Needless to say, if you already know going in that he doesn't clean, that he doesn't do this, that he has a male chauvinistic point of view about things, then do not complain. And I have to learn that the hard way. You get the signs ahead of time, pay attention. Don't complain later.
Listen, the best way to stop your home front from becoming a battle zone, whether you have children or not, is to talk through your expectations, both in terms of duties and in terms of the appreciation. Come on, show some love to the role and the efforts that people do on your behalf in a relationship. Come on, share some of the responsibilities. Don't always just act like they're supposed to do it. Division in domestic responsibilities is number two reason. It's the number two reason why couples fight, and that's how you can get over it. You know, show some appreciation. Talk through those expectations. Hey, it's 10:28. We got adult talk coming up from Save James Live out of the DMV tonight. We got number one on the other side of this. The number one reason most couples argue, and this is we're going to help them with this number one thing. Help them to handle it when we come back. Team Ham Radio Live.
Cause she's such a good girl.
Got this thing going on.
Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby. I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Let me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Wait a minute,
DJ
Short Shot.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
At 5 in the morning, the devil is a lie. Them other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good, you blow my mind. You pull it out in your open by. You make me want to tap out every time. The pretty little teeth is so fine. I think that she a winner. She would be a keeper. Cause she's such a good girl.
Got lipstick on my lips.
Oh, baby. Kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Kissing like you. She already on. Okay, I guess the song ended.
Really?
All right, well, it's
I'm already alive. Yo,
it's
10:33. I love this show.
Hey, the
I
counter was still going.
It's 10:33.
Hey, 10:33 over here, Cheesy Peasy, D.A., and that was, we just got finished listening to Usher the remix, Good Kissler, and ladies, I do, I was asked to let you know that you will go far if you are a good kisser. So, but tonight we were discussing reasons why, common reasons why couples fight, and the number one reason that we were waiting to get to this evening.
Number one. Drum roll, please.
Drum roll. Is fighting over money, fighting over finances is the number one reason. And
that paper.
Been there, did that in my, you know, when I was married. I can relate, definitely relate. I will say this. I wasn't the one that did the fussing over the finances. I was always the calm, cool, collected one because I knew who my provider and my source was. My
were you husband was, were you the spender? Were you the spender?
No. No. I mean, don't get me wrong. I spent, but I found out after my husband passed that he was actually more of the spender than myself. But it was because we didn't have joint accounts, things weren't shared with me. We didn't have a good communication as far as the finances were concerned. However, whenever when we did discuss finances, it never made me upset. I didn't get hyper. I wasn't the one who brought the argument. It was my husband, needless to say. We made it through,
what,
I guess.
What type of purchase could, like, just send somebody over the top, jump off the roof, dive off the cliff?
I'm going to give you two.
I'm out of here.
One of them is you purchase a $10,000 motorcycle, really, and you don't have $10,000? You didn't ask. We about to get married. And you go out here and purchase a $10,000 motorcycle? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
I don't care how much I love to ride. You didn't bump your head. Let me tell you about number two. Number two, we sat down as a couple together. We had a challenge. We came up with some solutions. We decided on one solution. And it made the solution, we were able to keep our tax money, pay off the truck, and still have some extra money. Oh, no. You just get with your little best friend, you go to the Nissan dealer, and you come home with a new car, and you think, when I come home, I'm supposed to be all overjoyed? And then you're going to turn around and ask me for my tax money to help you pay off your truck?
Exactly.
Well, give me all, we married, so with our truck. I'm just saying.
No.
You went against what we talked about, but now you want me to help bail you out. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to need you to ask Jesus for that money, because I ain't going to be able to help you. Married or not married, you went against the plan.
Wow.
Ask Jesus.
I mean, that's my cross to bear. I'm sure Jesus will deal with me later. However, as an individual at that time, like I said, I have learned better, so I do better. But, I didn't agree with the decision he made. Therefore, I couldn't support it.
Knowing better, though, what advice do you have for couples to prevent them from being in that same situation as you reflect out of real-time experience?
Again, effective communication is key. And making sure that you don't emasculate him, but you make him feel as though it was his idea or suggestion. If it was, you make it feel like he was the one who put it out there and this is the way we're going to go with it. And that's how you address those situations as far as finances. And you don't have individual accounts. You have a joint bank account when you're married because you're supposed to. That way you know what's going in, what's going out, and that you can talk about it. There's no secrets. And you can find out later about financial things that, you know, were in the dark that had to come to light at the wrong time. So effective communication, because at the end of the day, we married. Your finances are my finances. If you go down, I go down. Let's do it together.
That's right.
Let's effectively communicate. Pump this thing up. And then if you don't have no answers, take it to Jesus.
If it's our trust, then it needs to be our account and our problems that we are going to fix.
That's right. But don't even hold on. I will say this, and this just might be, from my experience, and don't listen to me. This is just my opinion. If you make a plan and somebody goes off the beating path of the plan, before you react in a ignorant fashion like I did, address the person. Let's go address your mate, and your spouse. Go back to them and ask them what happened, what went wrong, why they made a decision not to switch your plan. And then from there, you can make a better informed decision about how you're going to handle, you know, what are you going to do, because there are consequences regardless of any decision you make. Whether you go against, with them or against them, there will be consequences. So that's what I would say. I'd rather deal with my consequences later, because I'm not going to go with you if you go off the beating plan, but that's just me. I'm saying,
well, how many times do you
others.
Give them to go off the beaten path? Like, how many times do you do that?
You know what? That was two. That $10,000 and then buying that $20,000-some car, that was over two. You're not going to get me a third time, though.
Yeah.
You're not going to get – I'm like, one is
yours
fault,
is mine, and what's
mine
is yours, and what's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours, and why are you so mad?
See, that only works when you go into the marriage with that concept. My friend, when both of you are on that page, if both of you are not on that page, that doesn't work. You can't say that. It sounds good to say, but that's not the reality, because we didn't live our lives like that. We lived our lives like roommates. I pay the mortgage, you pay the bills. With what I get, I get, and what I get, I keep, and we don't share, and that's it. And that's not how a marriage works.
sorry, 10:40 p.m. Without further ado, Save James and Adult Talk.
Yeah. We're having a very, very intense conversation tonight. Seems like we're hitting on some key points that have affected some or most at one point or another in a relationship. And, you know, I'm gonna take it another route tonight. I'd say a small confession I need to make. You made me a happy birthday shout out, a pre-happy birthday shout out to my wife. Her birthday is next week. But this song right here speaks volumes to me. I'll play it just as you hear the chorus. And I'll let you know I'm going with this. That root joint got me with everything I do. But where I'm going with this, I kind of was being a tool, some kind of a jerk for a while. And, you know, I'm openly putting it out there that, you know, I'm not apologizing to my wife, but I'm, you know, apologizing to her for being the way I was, because she's so good to me. And she's about to go away for her birthday out the country with her and a couple of her homegirls. I'm not going to tell nobody where, because I don't know what vultures are listening to this radio station and they want to try to find my wheels and, you know, whatever. She's a hot piece of work, so I'm not even going to get that information out. But she's about to go away on a trip or whatever, and I'm a Scorpio. So one of the common traits of Scorpios, if y'all are into astrology somewhat or just a whole lot, is that we're jealous creatures. And I had a handle on it for a very long time until this situation came up. And it was nothing that I could control, nothing that I planned. And I apologize to her profusely about it, but you know, cause, you know, just to give a quick backdrop of, like, you know, the things that she does, you know, like, she took a homemaker role in the household for the babies when we had kids and everything while I worked and hustled and was out all day and night and everything like that, DJing and working and driving, making the ends meet or whatever, you know. She did her part also when it came to financial responsibility, you know. We planned other trips for her to go away on, but things fell through. Her homegirls didn't come through at a certain point. And the thing about it was, I was still doing my thing. I was still, you know, going here, DJing here, you know, tossing it up with my homie for graduating from grad school, whatever. And, you know, we never went out the country together, and I never went out the country at all, to be honest with you. And I noticed that I was being a little bit selfish when, you know, the plan was coming up and being a little bit of an a-hole when the talk was coming up about arrangements and everything for that. But I'm sitting to myself thinking, like, yo, this is well-deserved for her. You know what I'm saying? It's way overdue. Way, way overdue. Because the plan, trip you're supposed to plan before for her to go away on her own, kind of fell through. So this is like one of the first major trips that she's like been on since, like, you know, the kids or whatever, which is, well, you know, which is due to her. And, you know, like I said, this is a happy birthday shout out to her. And I just, you know, like I said, sometimes I just think some women need to know what goes on in the mind of a man when it comes to them leaving and going out the country and stuff like that. First of all, those that are old enough, think straight back to the Eddie Murphy Raw comedy stand-up when he was talking about how, you know, your women get you back when they go away. Well, I'm going to go away with my girls for a little while. Oh, you going to go by yourself? Yeah. You know what I mean? You going to be there for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm hip to all of that.
that I know, and that thing is, I know the caliber of woman that she is, and I know that's not her MO, how she operates, and I would never believe that she would do that. But as a man, you know what other men think when they see a group of women out somewhere in a place that they're not from. They thinking the same thing you think, and they trying to jump it off. Because I was that wolf before when I was living in Atlanta when I was single to find the out-of-state chick and show them a good time. You know what I'm saying? We know what other men think, and we know what they look for. You know, especially, like I said, when they see a woman girlfriend in a beach island, that's an easy score for them. You know, and then me being a reformed wolf, you know, it's kind of playing against me now. But I think what it is really is the fact that, you know, she probably hasn't really been doing her thing enough to be able for me to get used to it, and I have. So that's why it's like
coming
I can
back
go
to you,
somewhere.
You know, I can tell you, that's humanistic. With you, I'm with you, brother. That is humanistic what you're feeling. You know what I'm saying? She's coming back to you, though.
You know, I know that. That's what I'm saying, and that's why I'm throwing it out there as a confession / apology / happy birthday shout out. You know what I'm saying?
Happy
because
birthday,
I know
Mama.
That
happy
I've been
birthday,
doing
Mrs.
that in that birthday. She's not. Her birthday is next Saturday, but you know we start to toss it up from now on, and you know, shoot. I'll be wishing a happy birthday sounds like the show. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Celebrate all month.
Hey, man. Happy wife, happy life. That's all I'm saying. Happy wife, happy life.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Like you
yeah,
should.
Yeah, that was my piece right there. I just wanted to throw that out there. Cause I know I was doing that inadvertently, and I kind of had to, like, step back and assess the situation. And I didn't want to build that wall of resentment because of my foolish actions in, you know, buffooneristic ways. So
this was half birthday shout out, half apology. Actually,
not apology. I'm not saying I apologize for it. I kind of do, but it's like the thing is,
you said that.
I do. I do it, like I said, because I knew I was being a jerk for a while. I'm not trying to be too machismo and act like I can't say I'm sorry to my woman. You know what I'm saying? That ain't the case. Don't try to put
okay,
me out
now.
Set me up.
I'm saying that's what it seemed like.
I guess you could say it's a border, you know, basically apology too, or whatever. And I tell her that all the time. I apologize a lot of times to confusing over the whole thing because I didn't realize what I was doing until I sat back and looked at it like, damn, I was really being a tool over here over something dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, let her go with the girls and have fun.
Yeah, I know, but listen, I think you missed what I said before. Like, we had
I got that part.
And that's why I said that I felt bad, because I felt bad that I was doing that, because I knew that wasn't fair to her, because she deserves it, and it's, like I said, it's way overdue.
Do you
really
mean that you was running a guilt trip on her? Is that really what you said?
I wasn't running a guilt trip. But I would playfully shoot down any kind of talks of any kind of the trip or whatever coming up. But like today, I had to go pick up her passport. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, I kept leading up to
like
the rubbing
in your face.
Like,
look at me,
yeah,
look at me.
Exactly.
Look at me.
And I ain't got mine yet. You dig what I'm saying? So it's like, you know. That's all.
Save. It's like some of that shade you was throwing at us in Miami, dude. I can relate to some of that shade.
Yo.
I can relate to some of that shade a little bit.
What I'm trying to tell you is I'm a Scorpio, and it's a natural thing to me that I really can't help. It's in the stars that
word.
I was born under. It's just all about how you control it.
I can dig it, Shay. I can dig it. I mean,
I
mean, Shay.
I,
Shane James.
We'll be right back.
Shane James. Pop one of your mouths.
Yeah, whatever. So we're going to do a song right now. I don't want to hear the song more. We're going to do a song. Sam, we'll be right back, yo.
My wife right here, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be right
there, Shane James.
Yeah, my shit is real nasty.
Oh, my gosh. My pearl.
That ain't a sexy ass song. I don't know what it is right there.
Woo!
Talking to me. I dedicated to you, Mrs. James.
Aww.
All right. TMI Radio Live. We're back. We got about 6 minutes, a little bit over 6 minutes left in the show. We got a call on the line. Calling from
Joe Montana.
Calling from Montana.
Mm-hmm.
What up, Joe?
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Hey. You know, you only got 6 minutes left. I wish I had caught the program at the beginning because you were talking about five most common things couples fight about. So I didn't even hear about that. So if you can synopsize that for me, maybe I can put in some input.
Okay, Joe, so the first one that we started at number five, extended relationships, extended family, any kind of family, best friend, cousin,
right.
Previous children. Number four was sex, touch, and affection.
Okay.
And number three was power in the relationship. Number two was division of domestic responsibility. You know, that's a problem with relationships. So number one was money, my friend. Go ahead and weigh in.
All right. I'm glad, outside of the money thing, the other four that you mentioned, I'm glad that you had them. They were general category because I thought you were going to probably name something like the kids or where you're going to sleep, or putting the bra over the shower rack. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought you were going to talk about. But
trivial,
you know,
stuff, huh?
Yeah. But this stuff is better because it is about power. It's about status. It's about who's going to dominate who. It's going to be about what women believe a man should do according to their romantic expectations. And women's romantic expectations are always out of whack. They're always wrong. They're always exaggerated. And
you hear that,
men,
hot doctor? Always.
Huh?
I can tend to agree with him in some aspects, yes.
I would say almost all because, you know,
almost all women
get inculcated
no.
with their romantic nonsense uh-huh. from Disney from the time they're three.
Get out of here with that nonsense.
Oh, and men do the same thing because they try to turn us into porn stars, and that's not what we are all the time. All
Disney
right,
doesn't
so
try to turn
now?
You into
Why
porn
not?
Stars.
You
Why
do.
Not?
You
oh,
do.
Men try to turn you into porn stars. See?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. All right. Well, while you're debating that with whoever else agrees with you, the thing is that when you're talking about money, money isn't really about money. It's about status. Money always comes into play when the man loses his job. But if a woman and a man are married, isn't she supposed to stand by him when he needs her the most?
Supposed to, Joe.
Both
and
of them
they
are.
Don't.
Both of them are. That's true.
Well, how many men do you know have divorced a woman because she lost her job?
I've known a few.
How many?
I've known a few. Say that I've known a lot, but I've known
a few. There you go. So, look, what you've been talking about, and I wish I was here for it, was the fact that more than usual are looking for women outside of the United States because of the attitudes women have. And it does fall under those five categories that he just mentioned. But money to me is not the problem. It's status.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
While I have you on the line, and I don't mean to just flip the script in the last 2 minutes, but you've actually called up several times, and I respect your opinion. Mm-hmm. You're all the way out there in Montana. How are you all feeling in Montana about what is taking place in Ferguson, Missouri?
A lot of white people in Montana. They don't really care.
Oh, snap.
No. I mean, I think that is absolutely a fair, honest perspective. That's why I asked you.
Yeah. If you're politically astute, then if you're really into it, then you can take a look at it. But I would say those who are probably waiting for more answers because people in Montana don't really know if Brown actually attacked the cop or if the cop did it because he was just an asshole. But here's the question. If Michael Brown did attack the cop, does the cop have the right to defend himself with the gun because Brown was shot 6 times and twice in the head, and he was shot from, not from behind, but in the front? So we don't really know what the answers are. It could be because the cop, as some people say, was just hunting down blacks. That's possible. It could be because, and I know this, cops are in general assholes because I know a lot of cops. You can party with them. They're fun to play around with, you know, but when it comes to the blue line, you know, friendship doesn't mean much. So cops really, all they really want to do is use their gun sometime before they retire. But I don't know Brown. They do, in my opinion.
Wow.
But I don't know if Brown charged the cop or not.
It's comical.
Huh?
That's so honest, it's comical.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, look. black people, they got to get to talk, right? About what happens if you get pulled over by a cop. So you get to talk, and what do you say? You tell your children, you know, be polite and all that kind of stuff. Because blacks in the legal process do get a hugely unfair process during those trials. From the DAs, even get lousy public defenders, it's skewed towards not helping out black people. But other than that, socially, I got a different story. I keep saying, you know, well, that's different. That's a different topic. But
you're about
back
to lose us on the radio show. Real talk. We're still recording live in overdrive right now. It's 11 o'clock. Joe, I'm going to let you finish the comment because I asked the question. Go for it.
Okay. Well, in Montana, you know, it's most whites are saying, well, wrong place, wrong time. But those who are astute, they want to find out what the answers are, okay? I want to find out what the answers are because I don't know if he charged the cop or not. The cop said, move over to the sidewalk. Now, the guy, Brown, he didn't know if the cop was coming after him because he robbed those cigars or not. So he could have had an attitude. But my thing is, it doesn't matter if you're black or white. If you're talking to a guy with a gun, shut up because your life
right.
is at stake.
Right.
You know?
And again, thank you for rocking with us tonight, man. I didn't want you to finish the comment. The one
okay.
thing that you said is that they didn't care in Montana. The fact that you just took enough time to express it, I understood really what you meant. It's not that big of a deal because of the population, but
right.
you all still really want to know what really happened like the rest of America. Hey, thanks for tuning in.
Sure.
Hey, good night, everybody. Good
Take
night.
Care.
Thanks for rocking.
Okay.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.